hate me, cause they know my finger, they girls squad, they feel helpless, real jealous, we killed Elvis, I shot Reagan with the help of the Secret Service, super double agent, suit your mother with my brother's favor, 12 gauge waving, aiming at your brain, strange universe, too famous, leaving the murder scene blameless, drug entertainment, thugs at the blazing laser gun, saying what I wrote, they feel what I feel, they see the same picture, we make the biscuit, do the talking, and became richer, nobody gets a record deal, you gotta take that shit, treat the record label like a slut, then rape that bitch, I keep it simple for these stupid cats, claiming you knew the facts, but in reality, you were trapped, Jesus Christ was a gangster rapper, they killed him, then he came back and made a platinum album, the path of travel like the dragon shadow, invisible to CIA camera angles, they gotta file on every rap group, they killed the last man who had proof, they after me for information that I had too,
I put glimpses fast, not those chicks with dope tits. DJ Tommy King Flow. Said the coke surviving at six. Got my name all in your mouth, like you're liable to brick. Click Mix me on the tune. Chain swinging down to my shoes. Light up the room. African boom. Sparking and zoom. Disciple of rock. The type of range. Rifles and cops. A spiteful. Fakes can left shaking like Michael J. Fox.
The AIDS affected needle acupuncture. Gangster and hustler. Murderer and kidnapper suspect. Rapper and guts head. With blood red and drip blue. My shit's too colorful. Running through with 100 goons and maniacs. If a bitch like the suck dick, she a brainiac. Bust up in their mouthpiece, see how they react. Take it back like an instant replay. Living the PJs, watching my uncle freebase. Analyzing the anguish on a fiend's face. I learned to love my trees lace. The way the PCP tastes, the way it make me see things. Old school like spot builds and sheepskins. As I write this, I'm rocking iceberg jeans and Timbs. Thinking where I'm gonna be in 2007. Either a house in the Hamptons or a house in heaven. I be chilling on the beach in the south of Venice. Or murking the president live on Channel 7.
Most jaded, most favorite. Catch me in the hood with toast, I'll be the most sedated. I don't mean to boast, it's over, leave the game faded. Hate it out, try to hit a vein, I see your aim stated.
I'm a macabre, sipping on Guinness, I turn cynic. Live and learn to live the rest of your life in the burn clinic. Laugh at your wounds and toss in the freezer. You're soft like Weezer. The freeze frame your thoughts will party when the coffin greets you. I'd be a schmuck if they caught me selling. I got a whorehouse in Queens with ugly chickens like Tory Spelling. Gory days, it's a sport for felons. The future is now, most anticipated since they caught Lennon. I'm VIP now, Venom shirt and black denim. Extorting the world, sending packages on how it's ending. The Vegas entertainment mainstays, cocaine play, spit in the game. Nicki cop bitches, they give me brain. Then serenade me with a pentagram and twist the cane. A project root for Jew thrown up in the pit of flames. I'm digimortal, war prone like crossbones. Bug, had a slug, move through your tubes like gallstones. Cause you go both ways, sliding on your knees. Yo, I seen you up at Jimmy Jazz, trying on the baby tees. Your whole team stubbed the platinum highlights, looking like Rip Torn.
Eyebrows, rats, chilling the game, 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 game.
Bloody aprons, Larry Davis. Unlike DeMeo's crew, murder sins, baby shoes. Get that work from Haitian dudes. Shoot first, cry later, graduated from Satan school. She cooking all that dope in the wok like Asians do. Surround the work like saber tooth. Fuck up the stove, that's what the paper do. Windmills when the powder drop. Murder you for ounces of pot. Big Tom Vincenzo, Limelton around the rag top. Before we stretch you, it was Genovese. Before the buildings, with Uncle Howie, it was kerosene. Tony Cicero, leave your car soft like Zeppelin. Got that blue velvet, that celebrity hippie. Until the Mozzie's out, but I'm always the 16 with the shoddy out. Welfare face to face, hungry to bring the bodies out. Rap grade and clock, roll the plague up in carpets. Get the truck on the road, the BQE, the Gowanus. Guitar cases, promise, llamas, automatic carvers. No parkway was hot, but the odds was upon us. 13, made a punch of Bayview houses, no charges. Prepare for night work, blood of the night harvest. Farmers, cigars, carcass models, starving, we dope farmers. Soap and bombers, super cover street life, we made the traumas. The Oshkosh, Oshkosh, Oshkosh.
The neighborhood.
That's where we live.
The professional original neighborhood. with white trash, blast classic rock and roll. Dunkin' Donuts, Newports, and lobster rolls. Hoes that smoke Marlboros with Diet Cokes. Blue collar white folks get cancer and die of strokes. My uncle used to read comics and jock D&D. Copped his GED and got knocked for B&E. Any shortcuts to cash are treacherous. Neighborhood mass exodus. Soldiers we snatch necklaces. Snatch souls through holes and solar plexuses. Drive-bys on the block and older Lexuses. Lex Luthor, Lex Luger, suplex this dude through the drywall into my neighbor's duplex. I'm Tyrannosaurus Rex with a Pyrex. My guns got chambers wide as Stubanger's biceps. Every brain that he dissects are 5 steps. Better be less than 5 seconds, or you giving me 5 reps. Keep the science. My heart pumps liquid violence. Walking down the block, tearing out fire hydrants. Tires are flying, saucer offers fucking rocket. Toss officers and coppers and coffins and sarcophaguses. According to notes for my horoscope, me and the Lord go in the forest with cloaks. Got some whores on coke, couple swords to their throat. Start absorbing your dope. Bleak. Where the fuck is my Crip crew at? Yo, let's get it. Yo, pass that fucking blunt over here. Fuck a remix. In my forethought, done before it even occurred. So I'm moving ahead, beyond your vision still blurred. I threw these rhymes in the cauldron and I told them to stir, while chanting oblique in an old world slur. Completing the task will require a mask. Oblique is my name and I'm ripping at the beat like Jack. Creeping down, coat over my face, all black. Meditating in the morgue where the bodies tend to stack. This is final destination. After hours conversation, sacrificial blood libation to conjure poltergeists across the fucking nation. It's a spooky situation, expedite the damnation. Candlesticks lit at the start of the verse. Severed heads in an off-white purse that I strapped to my shoulder when I hopped out the hearse. To tell the whole world that oblique is the worst fucking curse. If hip-hop is dead, let's bust out the Ouija board and see what it says. Obliques on the mic to keep the whole scene stressed.
If you muscled up, get your fucking six pack, tummy tuck, doubled up. Cocaine, dope game all day, run them up. Get your wig split, trying to call 12. Easy to tell who's real, who's fake. I don't break bread with birds or make moves with snakes. We don't fuck with none of y'all, cause they just get greedier. I'm too anti-social for social media.
That's the ones that's close to you, that be deceiving you. Phantoms with their hands in the air, they don't believe in you. On go ready to cheer for what they're feeding you.
M.O.
You might want to check the Wikipedia. Extravagant glow, high traffic like Expedia. You're local and mediocre. Homie, you a disgrace. Don't get poked in your poker face and put in your place.
Told you.
Your home team back at it. Automatic, pure magic. I'm
told you. With realness, realness. To make sure that you feel this. I
told you. This ain't what you want. This ain't what they want.
I'm anticipating my greatness.
Yeah.
I look around at my team, like, look at niggas, we made it. This shit ain't over, B still gotta murk a few. Take the ratchet out, close the door, spray the fucking booth.
Yeah.
You see the caution if you feel you got something to lose. We don't feel the same unless you feel like a murderer too. I can murder a crew, or just murder a nation. Underground, you don't find us on radio stations. Airwaves change colors when I breathe deep. Cause I'm a wolf in the wolf, and I see sheep. I'm attentive, did I mention if I feel pressure? I'm the last dragon with a glow that blows so extra. Big homie said, fuck it, my nigga, go get it.
What
these
up,
niggas bobbing and weaving, that left straight sticking.
Yeah.
That right hook body blow got niggas blood spitting. I'm in the corner cooling off, impeccably shitting. I ain't crazy, it just seems like it.
Seems
I know
like
they
it.
Like it, even though the haters still fighting. It's still biting on the coke flow. I ain't a trap nigga either,
nah.
But the boy getting paper by the boatloads. Designer shoes, nine niggas still rocking my J's.
Yeah.
True fest, top to bottom, still rocking the fade.
Yeah.
Go watch, I ain't worried about rocking a chain. I can rob you and sell it back to you niggas for change. That's my motherfucking MO, extortion. You
okay.
Niggas got a piece of the pie, I want the bigger portion.
Yeah.
These niggas kill me with their flaws and shit. I got heat, I make you feel like a blunt in your whip. I spit side nine, you gon' burn in this bitch. bitch. I turn the stage to a motherfucking earning this bitch. Couple K's, couple 40s in a bag full of clips. I had your skinny jeans looking like a bag full of shit.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this for a little minute though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you see other cats on they grind, you show respect, you know what I'm saying, by linking up.
Word up.
And that's what we do.
For sure.
Steve Penn, what up?
What up, Lex? Let's get it. Let's get it.
Why the bars be so ill, cause I'm like that. And you know I keep it real, cause I'm like that. Old gold, no chill, cause I'm like that. Cause I'm like that, and I'm like that. Why the bars be so ill, cause I'm like that. And you know I keep it real, cause I'm like that. Old gold, no chill, cause I'm like that. Cause I'm like that, and I'm like that. Unapologetically me, hell for me and C Green level, grew up next to God Supreme. He used to rock with my uncle, so they was 3BT, cut up on mics with precision, committing surgery. Lil Ant was sucked in like an aardvark. I was destined for music, that's where it all starts. When you're surrounded by animals, you become one. Not a samurai nigga, but I show gun and let it roar to protect my soul. I'm a Carolina boy, you can spit you the tears of joy. See my life between the lines, fake, I ain't got time for it. If you gon' whine, I'd rather pour it and have a sip to this real shit you can believe in. Forgot mine to write the verse, so I'ma use Steve Penn. So don't be grinning, you still out here sinning. It might look like you winning, but we overdue for some new beginnings. Why the bars be so ill, cause I'm like that. And you know I keep it real, cause I'm like that. Old gold, no chill, cause I'm like that. Cause I'm like that.
Hardcore bars from the page to the stage. Mike Vermillier in oblique, a lyrical play. Hardcore bars from the page to the stage. Mike Vermillier in oblique, start a rampage. Hardcore bars from the page to the stage. Mike Vermillier in oblique, a lyrical play. Hardcore bars from the page to the stage. Mike Vermillier in oblique, start a rampage. Look, oblique God, we're about to shred this track, Mike. Yeah, primo. Yeah. This is raw hip-hop, strip it down to the basics. Beats fucking bump and lift you up out your A6. SoundCloud rappers fucking looped in the matrix. 16 bars, straight out the basement. Popping out the coffin with mechanical placement. Spitting to a crowd that's been rocking adjacent. We're chucking horror stories at your neck and your face, kid. I'm posted up at Anton LaFay's crib. Get ambushed from behind, smoking mid-cush. Listen to the rhyme with a chorus, a good hook. Manifested out a dark nook by a known crook. Hornets keep stinging, necks ringing, flat lines singing. From the rhyme slinging, put a flame to the matchbook. Gary Oldman in a red drape cape, ain't letting you escape until your brain's cooked. Total chaos collapse, knock the queen to the rook.
DJ King Flow.
Hardcore bars from the page to the stage. Mike Vermillier in oblique, a lyrical play. Hardcore bars from the page to the stage. Mike Vermillier in oblique, start a rampage. Hardcore bars from the page to the stage. Mike Vermillier in oblique, a lyrical play. Hardcore bars from the page to the stage. Mike Vermillier in oblique.
Ooh. Ha. Let's go. Yo, now everybody welcome me back like I'm Carter. It's 90s ugly, I'm in the mirror like Shubba. America's most blunted, Cheech and Chong say I'm done dada. A bounty hunter for the sour armor. Hit your hood, I'm in pocket, how I get around. I'm on my toes like a midget in the urinal. Whoever your connect boy, better tell him I'm looking for that killer, I'm trying to catch a felon.
I'm looking for who's selling, Mary cooking my cerebellum. I pin and tell him my artist war, Machiavelli. By day 7, see what you're smelling is me and Helen. You see that 7 or 7 C's, call me Magellan. Or call a reverend, Mac 11 and split your melon. If that don't get him, a honeydew in a split second. America's moat, put us both in the spoke section. With no sticks and no seeds and no exceptions.
I'm like, yeah, you know I roll that. I'm like, this nigga got it, yo.
I'm like, yeah, and then we smoke that.
Now everybody say, say, say.
Like I'm John Moran, I'm taking flight. She wanna be my chick. That's Ja Rule, I'm not the Ja you want. It's not the same.
She got time. 8 shorties with 4 dudes. Octomom.
Goddamn.
She swears she look like Kim and Kylie's mom.
Wow.
More punches than Dr. Octagon inside the octagon.
Damn.
I charge a fee for a verse, but it's the price of song.
Damn.
And where the flowers at? You don't get them teeth. Don't check the hourglass.
chasing hoes, I'm chasing money, there's a difference here. I'm making rain in Southern Cali with no strippers near. I'm reinvesting while you think failure's your biggest fear. I ain't sweating the small shit, that's why my small shit.
DJ King Flow.
Okay, since niggas wanna play, all tough acting like tenacting. Homie, you're not the only one about that action. You probably break out like an allergic reaction. When the things start blasting, you the first to gain traction. Whatever you trying to sell, you can't forget it. We ain't coming to purchase no wolf tickets. I'm a man first, bitching about my business. Bread, protect my assets. Nobody cares about your bomb threats. I'ma stand on what I said no matter how wild it gets. There's nothing to discuss. Niggas bleed just like us, like Biggie. In the everyday struggle, niggas are knock your hustle. 10 times out of 10, it's niggas with no hustle. That's why nowadays I keep my gun on my waist. And I'm about that nightlife like Young Z and Pace.
We keep our fingers on the triggers and niggas wonder why. Living in New Jersey is do or die. We keep our fingers on the triggers and niggas wonder why. We're living in trash, it's do or die.
Never was a game at all.
DJ King Flow.
Yeah, Queens. Yo.
Mixtape at it.
Hey yo, La Illa Abbas, Garbi Ayatollah. Y'all already know. Pull a V over, throw him over. 2-5, R-type. That's why they wanna call us all commander. And on my live street, niggas stand up. They meat chasers and stick blowers. Aura all, vibration lower. I tried to told you. Peace to Barcelona, tighten up the circle, guard. Remain sober, yo. Bang hard, flame the whole gang like supernova. Streets all inside me, moving G-Pack or Don Block B. Anunnaki, the Maki. L.I.C. real talk. Yo, niggas is poor. Fuck you thought. Peace to Blast Ball. Just call him Don Lord. Respectfully.
Just that new E, QB, French connections. Relentless. Pursuit of the finer things. Down the road to riches. Transporter. Broadcast. Live out the trenches. With the war reporter. Murderous aura. Commence the slaughter. Sayonara. There's envious lurkers. You know them no Lakers. Non-supporters. Rappers ain't put no work. Claim to be bosses. I got haters of all assortments. Can taste the forfeit. My square fortified is a fortress. The drive's pointless. Liverpool remains solid, built on principles. You're now in class when I rhyme with trash. This is that. Return to the block to buy it back. Mad science, our chemistry raw. Straight out the Pyrex. Hardcore, never sampled before. Here, try this. Try the distributor. Intellect, sinister. Big step, direct, miniature. Street cinema. We set the stage, but they got about to play. Bones like Tyrone, no originality. This thing of ours about to blow globally. Dominate our influence for King Flow. Having Grand Belay.
DJ King Flow. Mixtape Addict.
Yeah, how you doing, my man?
Chilling, bro. Another year, another grind, another weirdness, you know, more.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't really make no sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, but still enjoy the Happy New Year, man. You know, get some good vibes going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Happy New Year, bro.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to the Mixtape Addict Show, man. You know, we're connecting the dots all the way from France to the U.S., you know, like I always do.
Yeah, respect, bro. Respect.
Yeah, respect, bro. We got Gore-Tex, a.k.a. Lord Goat in the fucking building. You know, non-fiction, man. We here.
That's what's up.
Yes, sir. You know, I have a tradition in Mixtape Addict, man. I have to ask you. I always ask you all my guests, who is your all-time favorite DJ?
Favorite DJ. I gotta think about that. Yeah, maybe. I mean, first I might say Jam Master Jay.
Mm-hmm.
That's just it just seems natural to say that, but also Eric B.
Yes, sir.
But the thing with Eric B is he wasn't a good DJ. But his presence was so crazy back then, you know, with the jewelry and the long leather jackets and stuff. It was very menacing to me.
Yep.
But I realized as a kid back then that he wasn't that good. Rakim was actually a better DJ than Eric B.
I heard about that too.
Yeah. Rakim was good with the cuts and shit. Like he was always nice with that. But Eric B definitely was influential. Jam Master Jay, Marley Marl.
For sure.
I liked a lot of people. Daddy Rich from Third Base.
Yes, sir.
He was dope. A lot of people, bro. Yeah, lots of.
And like Eric B, like, you know, he kind of introduced, you know, like people worldwide about like the DJ and MC collaboration, like the duo that was going on, you know?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
He influenced Mad Dudes, you know, after that, you know, even out there in Europe, you know, the whole DJ and MC, instead of just having a solo MC doing his thing, you always had the DJ with him, you know, making it official.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, even something as soft and corny as Will Smith, you know, he still had, you know, look what he had, but, you know, look what he had as a DJ. So the DJ was always necessary, especially back in the day in all those videos. You know, you had a DJ, you had dancers. Now you wouldn't think of it, but that shit was hardcore back in the day. You know, where it's like where Coogee Rap would have dancers, you know?
Yep.
So, Big Daddy Kane had dancers, Scoob and Scrap. Those dudes from Canarsie, you know, like 5 minutes from like where I grew up. Yes, and sir. I would see Scoob on the bus, on the city bus. So that was kind of weird because I would see him, you know, back in the day when he was with Kane. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So to see, you know, like, those guys were kind of like rock stars back then. Have you seen any of those dudes that were in videos or, you know, the old school stuff like EPMD or, you know, all that stuff? Those guys were considered like rock stars in New York, you know?
Yes, sir. And the fact that he lived like 5 minutes away from you, maybe that gave you the motivation and inspiration to go out like those, you know?
Well, that's kind of how it's been, though. You know, like, I grew up in a town called Long Beach, like where I was born in New York. And Long Beach is like 2 minutes away from Lido Beach, which is where Rick Rubin grew up. So I lived pretty much, you know, you could almost walk to his house. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, he lived in a crazy neighborhood because his dad was super rich, you know? I lived in like, not really the hood, but like very, very, like very normal. You know, that was a normal particular house. But Rick Rubin, he always had a dope house. But so I lived like 5 minutes from Rick Rubin. Joan Jett, the rock chick, she was from Long Beach. I think she's from Ohio, but she was working in Long Beach. She made those records, so I Love Rock and Roll and all that shit from back in the day. So when I was a little kid, I would see her and her band come out of this big apartment building. They'd like all go into the limo and shit. So I was a little kid. I was like, yo, that's dope to me. Like, I want to do that, you know?
That's the day when you finally decided to become an MC?
Nah, I mean, that wasn't the day, but as far as getting into music itself, yeah. I mean, my cousin had a lot to do with playing me certain records. That I was a little kid. I couldn't really get them. He was like 16 at the time. So this is like early 80s. So it's like Planet Rock, stuff like that. But Rapper's Delight, I bought that myself. I made my mom. I took her to the mall. I must have been like 6 or 7, you know? And she didn't understand how bad I wanted this record. Like, you needed Rapper's Delight by Sugar Hill Gang. You had to have it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the first record I bought on my own. I was like, I need that, you know?
Dope.
After that, it's like, you know, Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, and Ozzy and all that stuff. But the first hip-hop record, first any record of any genre that I bought myself was that. You know what I mean?
That's dope. Was it like a cassette or vinyl, CD?
Vinyl. No, it was vinyl.
Dope.
Yeah, vinyl. I remember looking at the Sugar Hill logo, the way the letters were and the colors in it. It looked very trippy to me. Yep. For some reason. So I would just sit and look at the logo. I'm like, this is very weird. You know what I mean? But I was already collecting records by that time, but not really hip hop records because there wasn't a lot of hip hop records to get, especially if you were younger, because you would only have to find them in like a commercial record store. You know, I was a young kid. I was 7. I couldn't go to a specialty shop where they would have Breaks and shit and James Brown records. I didn't have access, you know. I was able to steal records later on from the library when they started, you know, they started putting in cool records. You would rent them. They would have them in a hard, like, plastics, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So as a kid, it became sort of like habitual. You know, not that I didn't want, it was a library, but it's not that I didn't want people to have the records, but certain records that they had, I had to have them. You know what I mean?
Yep. And it's so dope, the fact that you were like 7, 8 years old wanting to collect vinyls at a young age like that. It's so dope, man.
Yeah. Nah, I mean, it's weird because it's like, you know, I was born in the early to mid 70s, but it's like the time for me, I felt like as soon as I saw all that exposed, I had to be in it. Like, it wasn't even a question of it. I was almost trying to play catch up to, you know, like I would look at records and I would like study who the engineers were and like what studios they recorded in. I have like music books, like biographies and shit. You know what I mean? So I did a lot of reading, even, you know, if I wasn't doing schoolwork, you know, so it's like, I didn't really have an interest because it was like, there was too much other shit that I needed to fuck with. So it's like, I didn't really care about school. So I'm like, okay, I can either go to school, let's say third grade or something, you know? But if there's a way I can stay home and listen to music, then I'm going to stay home and listen to music, you know? It wasn't like I didn't want to go to school because I'm just going to, you know, going to sit in the window and, like, you know, watch a movie or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was specifically to study music. So it's hard to explain that to people that you wanted to do that at an early age, you know? Especially with parents and shit and, yep. You know. But the library was dope because back then you could actually get good records. You know what I'm saying? They had a selection where whatever genre it was, it might have been like jazz or like, you know, typical pop of the time, like early 80s pop or metal, or they just had a lot of genres. But when they started getting into crazy records, I had to go in there with my knapsack, you know what I mean? Start ripping off alarms and stuff. And
Yeah,
I didn't get caught. Luckily, it was a bad habit. I wasn't proud of it, but I couldn't really... You know, if there was a new Ozzy record that was there, and then, you know, you got to remember back then, if you went to a Sam Goody, it was like $12.98 on vinyl. Cassettes were $11, $11.49 for a tape.
That's crazy.
That's like $23 now, you know what I mean? $24 back then.
Yep. So you had to find your own way, man, and get that shit in your house, you know?
Yeah, you needed the physical, you know what I mean?
Yep. What you think about that? Like the return of vinyl? Because this shit is crazy nowadays. Like we see like you know, young kids, like they're like 15, 16 years old, and they're deep into vinyl, like collecting again. How does that make you feel?
If it's for the right reasons, then it's dope. You know, the thing is, vinyl, it came back crazy heavy, but it's been around for a minute though. Even this big resurgence. The only difference is now, like these companies, they're like pressing records again, but the thing is, they're inferior because they're not getting it from the master tape. So a lot of the times that they might just take a CD or, you know what I mean? They're not getting it from the raw master files like you would have, like you're doing traditional vinyl. Not all companies. Some companies, they do it the right way.
Yep.
But if people are paying $36 for one album, the shit better be sounding right, you know? And it's, you know, not that I buy a lot of new vinyl. You know what I mean? Mostly it's like, it'll be compilations. I fuck with the old shit from, you know, from particular years, you know what I'm saying? From 60s to 80s, mm-hmm. Deep in the 70s and shit. But yeah, if kids are getting into it, yeah, it's good, you know?
Yep.
As long as it's not Fleetwood Mac records, you know?
Yep. Real shit. Yeah. It's good. Like, I've seen, like, not too long ago, I was looking at, like, a YouTube ad, a McDonald's YouTube ad, and they were offering, like, as kids in the menu, like, you know, the kids menu, and they were offering a small turntable player to young kids.
Yeah.
In 2024. Yeah. It's crazy, man.
It's crazy. I mean, you know, hip-hop is, you know, sometimes for better or worse, it's the biggest form of music on earth. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, people wouldn't believe it, but it used to be in the 80s and even the 90s, all these people that were making millions and millions of dollars, they were usually in R&B or rap, I mean, excuse me, or like rock or like metal, you know what I mean? But there's so many rappers that made so much money the last 10 years. Young kids you've never even heard of. You know what I mean? They come out of nowhere. And they got 8 million views, 16 cars. They're selling downloads, all kinds of shit. You know what I mean? These are like kids I never heard of. You know what I'm saying? I don't listen to 16-year-old music. But the amount of like shit that flooded what people want to consider rap or urban music or hip-hop, is crazy to me. It's like, it's a different, you know, it turned into a different thing. It's because it's not really about the culture for a lot of those people. It's more just about, oh, we were at a party and our friends played us some cool shit. We didn't, you know, like they didn't know, they don't know any better. They don't know the history. That's not to say they have to learn the history. They don't have to know who EPMD is. younger kids, but I noticed that younger people, they care less and less about 80s artists or, you know, early 90s obscure artists. They don't really give a shit about that. So, you know, some of these kids think Kendrick is old school.
Yep.
When somebody tells me that shit, bro, when somebody tells me that, I'll keep it real with you. I feel very disoriented. You know what I'm saying?
I think the ones that are really going to make it and maybe last in times are the ones that are going to study the history of hip-hop. Because, you know, like those guys you're talking about, like the guys that make a lot of views, maybe make a lot of money on a one-shot type shit, are they going to last forever? I'm not sure, you know?
They're not going to last forever, but it's not going to matter. Because it's, you know, you can look at it one way, there is no forever anymore. See, that's the thing. You could look at it, everybody, the way my vision, it's only my vision. It's only kind of like the way I might see things. Everybody's cashing in their chips. Everybody's doing it. So when you look globally in different businesses, corporations, mechanisms, all that stuff, everybody's cashing in their chips for a reason. So it doesn't really matter what these artists, you know, it doesn't matter what Little Dolph would have made 20 years from now. I was like, you know, none of these guys would ever wind up being Tupac or, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, it's tragic when people pass. But it's a different era. These guys, you know, maybe that's just me. That's just because I'm from a different era. You know what I'm saying? I was a little kid, but I seen the real roots of this shit. You know what I mean? Block parties and real DJs and people smoking angel dust at these things and all kinds of weird shit. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But, you know, it's different. Times change. Decades pass. You know what I mean? I mean, look how fast the last 20 years went.
Crazy.
It doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? But, you know, that goes into a bunch of different other subjects, you know what I mean? So you don't really know why this is happening, but it's not a natural 20-year progress of the way things are supposed to feel. It's like it went into hyperspeed.
Yep, real talk.
But now it's like we're almost in a black hole, but it's not really pronounced yet. It's different, you know? Or this is just hell. You know, and we're just waiting our time. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Now you turn around, it's like, you know, look at China. You know what I'm saying? China just bought a whole bunch of brand new nuclear stuff. And, you know, it's a lot of shit. So it's you know, it's hard for me to kind of just like focus and say, okay, who's the new hip hop guys I'm going to check out? You know?
Yep.
There's so much crazy shit going on in the world.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And I don't think anybody really thought it was going to get this crazy this quickly. I mean, we knew back in the day, you know, we kind of, you know, like Nonfiction made music for this particular moment happening in time. But it's just something I predicted verbatim on a lot of different things back then.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, like lasting in time, because like the music you did with Nonfiction is timeless. You know, like you can still listen to it now. And you can find some elements of the song that reflects on the actual society, even like 30 years later, which is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're influenced by different books and writers, of course, you know, everybody from George Orwell to William Cooper to Ralph Emerson, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of these guys, a lot of Jordan Maxwell stuff, you know, I've been reading that shit for years. You know, a lot of those guys, they predicted a lot what's happening. You know what I'm saying? And a lot, everything from, you know, the coronavirus, which in 1989, it was already in books. They said it was coming from Wuhan, China in 2020. So if you're in 1989, how the fuck would you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you say that?
Yep.
So
it's like, yeah, the things that George Orwell predicted with the technology, AI, all that stuff, you know, like,
oh yeah.
Sometimes when you're wondering, like, how the hell do you know about that?
You see, it's classified information.
Yep.
Project Bluebeam, you know, Operation Paperclip, you know, Operation Top Hat, Top Dog, all these crazy operations, you know what I'm saying? All these psyops, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So what they're doing is real crazy right now. Yep. And they're able to get away with it because you got to understand something. In the 80s and 90s, back in the day, those are like our, you know, dads and elders and, you know, grandfathers, people from the 70s. These were older people. Now, all these people, the median age is like, let's say, 30-year-olds, 35-year-olds. It's older people, but they're able to get away with it because these people now have been trained since their kids to be, since their children, to be in front of computers. So they're already zapped. They've already taken control of you. So now it's so easy for them to control. In the 80s and 90s, the early 2000s, people were actually putting up a fight. People fight now, but they're giving in because technology is like, technology is the controller.
Yep. And it's all different story when you're born into technology.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, you know, everything was written out. Everything sort of, you know, kind of makes sense. It's prophetic. Everything is written already. Everything already kind of happened. You know, it was written about. The future's already been written about. You know, because technically there is no future. There is the future's everything. Everything you manifest, it's now, but there is no forever. You know, just it's timeless in a sense as well. But you can't say somebody's gonna have a career in 10 years in hip hop because, you know, we'd be lucky at this point. You know, 15 years maybe, you know, because this is accelerating.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, all sorts of shit going on. I don't, you know, we'd have to sit here for 3 hours and dissect it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. So, and how do you stay, like, inspired and motivated to still do music and perform and all that in this crazy world? Like, where do you find the...
I mean, you got to make time for it because, you know, the world will destroy you. The world will beat you down. The world will depress you. The world will let you down. You know what I'm saying? So you have to find other ways, internal ways, to be stronger so you can succumb that. Not succumb to that. So you could actually fight that. Because these couple years, you know, people need to be more aware, you know, physically, mentally, spiritually. You know, like the stuff that happened 10 years ago, you know, look at 9/11. That was over 20 years ago. I don't even know how long ago it was. It's decades old. That shit doesn't feel... it doesn't feel 23, 24 years old.
Yeah, man. I've seen something like... I think it was yesterday. They said, like, in 5 years, 1980 will be 50 years back.
Correct.
Shit, time went by,
that,
man.
That doesn't make any sense, bro. It doesn't make any sense, you know? If you look at music, again, 30 years from a certain year, going back in time, doesn't even make any sense. If you were in 1980 and you listened to music from 1950, that was like oldies. That was like Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
That was like ancient history. That was, nobody would want to do that. If you were listening to Metallica, right, you wouldn't want to listen to Elvis. That's 30 years difference. That's like 10 different planets away.
Yep.
20 years from where we are now, it's meaningless. Nothing of any use or value has came after 2000. I'm not saying nothing. I mean, you know, of course, people and people's personal relationships and, you know, and relationships or with their family. Yeah, that stuff means stuff. But generally, events and stuff, it's only gotten worse. There's nothing, you know, there's nothing that's changed for the better. Certain, you know, okay, yeah, there's stuff, you know, people who... minorities and people have certain, you know, illnesses. Yeah, certain things have gotten better, but, you know, it's been pretty non-eventful. I mean, most music has been pretty dreadful since 1998, you know?
Yep. It's some good things that happened in music, but not as much. Like, when you go back and see, like, for example, in 1994, 1995, all the list of classic albums that came out this year, like, it's crazy. Like, it's stuff that's still influencing people now.
Yeah, that's a golden era too, of course. See, but those eras will never come around again. That was a certain moment in time where it was fresh, it was new. You didn't know what was going to happen. You know, people were being original. And generally, 9 times out of 10, you were getting good music.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it wasn't something that, like, you were in love with. Like, I don't know, you know, like Dell, you know? Like, the first Dell album back in the day. Yeah, I bought it. I was like, all right, cool. I wasn't a diehard fan of it, but it was a pretty good album. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Even if it wasn't something like, you know, Rakim or Public Enemy or EPMD or, you know, whatever else was popping, but you could get something and it was better than average quality. It would generally be dope. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think it's something that's missing, like originality?
It's hard to say because it depends on the artist, what they're really trying to channel. It depends on their intent. You know what I'm saying? There's new kids that come out, these underground kids, 100 every week. Mm-hmm. 100 new kids on a playlist every week. Kids you never heard of.
Yep.
And most of them sound like Rock Marciano. About 80% of them. So yep. It's like, you know, that dude paid his dues. That dude was rapping since he was a little kid. He's been around. So he deserves all his flowers. Yep. He deserves the worship. You know what I'm saying? But it's a little weird. You know what I'm saying? And I know there's some kids, yeah, they'll just do their own, they'll incorporate it, but they'll do their own thing with it. You know what I'm saying? And like they'll build on a style that so you can know it's them and shit. You know what I mean? They might have a voice, but some people are just like, there's no originality. Zero. You're just copying somebody's bar flow word for word. Yep. You know? People do that and you know what I'm saying? I didn't get into this for that. I didn't spend years writing and trying to be different and you know, just to be like, oh, this guy's making bags because he sounds like this guy. This guy sounds like Nas. Mm-hmm. What did I study for?
Yep, you're right, man. Back then, like, if you copied somebody, you were a sucker, you know? You had to find your own style.
Why was I studying Rakim in 1986 when I'm 11 years old, 12 years old? For what? Because mm-hmm. If you hear me now, if you listen to me now, I don't sound like Rakim. Nope. But he's my biggest influence, so... You know what I mean? So it's kind of like I took it and did what I did with it. I wouldn't lie and say that I didn't used to rap along his songs like anybody else. I would study his bars like on some real science shit. You know what I mean? I would chop it up into like four different pieces and analyze like which way he was thinking and like where he was trying to go with the bars, you know? So he taught me kind of like how to put stuff together. You know, Big Daddy Kane a little bit, but not really that style. And then, of course, G-Rap. G-Rap just came out with the brutality because he was the first. He was the first ever to be the most brutal, the most violent, and the most criminal.
Yep. He was like one of the founding fathers of gangster rap.
No, he definitely was. And people don't really talk about him enough. People think gangster rap, they think like, you know, the old NWA shit. And, you know, meanwhile, those guys weren't gangsters. You know what I'm saying? They weren't, you know. Yeah. G-Rap was the real deal, you know? And G-Rap gets his props. People love him. But I'm saying like on a grand scale, on a big scale, he never blew up. You know what I'm saying? But as far as from New York, he was always one of the most brutal. Nobody, to this day, nobody, you know, he'll still bust out with a 20-bar verse that's like a sledgehammer that will just decimate you.
Yeah, he's one of those guys, man. You know, like The Jadakiss too, the G-Rap, the Method Mans, you know. Those type of guys, if you invite them on a track, you better get prepared, man.
Yeah, those dudes would never be whack.
Nope.
You know, especially Method Man lately. You know, he came back with new styles. He sounds dope. He sounds excited. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And Jada too. All of them are dope. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Have you heard the new Redman album?
I did. You know, it's like people ask me for opinions on it, and it's like this. It's like I'll put it in the two separate situations. on one hand, it's very cool that he made an album.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
That was great. A great idea, bro. You did it, and it's part two. That's great. The second part is some of the beats sound like they're from 2003. That's just my opinion. Some of them sound very dated. He thinks it's a, you know, some of it is like the lyrics all fire. So it didn't make sense to me. I know his ear is a little different sometimes. He likes heavy funk, which is dope, but some of the beats are just boring. Like, why would you can get beats from anybody now? That's somebody's got some fire. You know what I'm saying? Lyrically, incredible though. He's always been incredible. Like back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Back in 90, we used to listen to him a lot. Those verses on the EPMD album, those songs he did with EPMD, those are big influences. You know what I'm saying? So Redman's never been whack. I just think I don't know, I like maybe 30-40% of the beats on the album. I think it should have been a starting point, like where the beats were really, really dope. But all right, cool. Now we have a chunk of the album. Let's scrap the rest and let's start from the dopest shit and keep adding on. To me, that's just what I thought would be dope. You know?
Maybe it was a little bit too long. I think it had like 32 tracks.
No. Not even 32. But I'm just saying get rid of the sleepers. You know what I'm saying? At least for me, some of the beats just sound old. They sound dated. They sound lazy. Like you just got them off your hard drive but the lyrics are dope. You can't say anything about the bars. Redman's always beneficial, you know?
Yeah, man.
I'm just crazy picky about beats. I'm weird.
Yeah, you've been here for a while, man. You know your shit, so you know, respect the opinion.
No doubt. Good looks. But I mean, everybody has their opinion. I'm just weird with certain things. Somebody might say, nah, it's crazy. The album was whack as fuck. And it's just like, to me, there's so many things about it that are dope, you know? Or it could be vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
And what kind of advice would you give to the young upcoming MCs? You know, they're all trying to be like you, trying to be like Redman, all those guys, you know?
I mean, I'm probably not the most positive guy to ask about that. You know, I can answer it, but you know, generally get an education, trying to figure out your future before how much time you're going to dedicate to this, which a lot of people in your life are going to tell you you're wasting your life. Mm-hmm. They're going to tell you you're a loser, you're a fucking bum, and you need to have a life or people will hate you. You'll be a loser. You'll be dead in the streets. You'll have nothing. No one's going to tell you that. So, if you still want to do it and you love hip-hop that much and it's in your blood, then you're going to make it happen. You're going to do it. But if you're looking for just financial rewards, generally it's not there. It's not going to be there. You can make some money. You can pay your cell phone bill. You might be able to buy a pair of shoes. You're not going to pay your rent. You're not going to buy a new car from it. Not doing a certain level. If you're trying to be, you know, one of these new guys, you know what I'm saying? Then that's different. That's a whole different, that's not really underground hip hop. It's not boom bap. It's not traditional hardcore. You know what I mean? That's some other shit. So if you could do that, yeah, you can get money. If you got a gimmick and you know somebody that'll put you on, you know, if you know Gucci Mane's cousin, go that route. Get money. Get the bag.
Yep.
But to do it any other way it's very difficult, bro. It's almost, you know, it's almost non-existent. You know what I'm saying? It's just the way the industry is. Not a lot of people getting record deals. The ones that are commercial.
And do you think like artists still need to try to catch a record deal, or they can build everything on their own, like from scratch, building a fan base, all that?
To say you can build a foundation on your own. Just make your music. If you believe in something, press vinyl. Very simple. And if it's good, if it's real, if it's fire and you have vinyl, people are going to want it. People's ears are open to stuff now, even though the audience in general, it might have grown a little smaller over the last 5 to 10 years considering, but it's still rampant. So if you feel like, yo, put your vinyl out, you know what I'm saying? Do you. Express yourself. Just do it because you love the culture. Don't do it because you think all these doors are going to open up and, you know, you're going to, it's a lot of, you know, you also got to remember all these Spotify, I know it's a lot of kids that they're hooked to Spotify as artists. They're looking to see, you know, you got to understand one thing, a lot of these artists, you know, those aren't normal numbers. Those aren't real numbers. A lot of those monthly views are inflated. So if you see somebody with 800,000 monthly listeners, a lot of that shit's inflated. You're paying a company $30 a month to inflate your account. They watch over it. They make sure. So a lot of that's not reality. So you can't really base, you know, your career like what you expect or what you think about when it comes to Spotify. So if you're just doing it just for that, you're also, that's really not, I'm not saying don't sell your music. Sell your music. But Spotify, generally, these guys, if you're looking at other people, don't look at other people, because a lot of these dudes is fake. It's fake numbers.
Yep. If it's only Spotify, then we're good. But it's not only Spotify, bro. It's like Instagram, YouTube, Spotify. Oh, they're fake. They're faking everything.
No, of course. But everything is a facade. Everything is a facade. These guys have 1,000 100,000 Instagram followers, then their page gets deleted and they can't even get 5,000 real followers again.
Mm-hmm.
But what is that, you know? But that's going on since MySpace. You remember MySpace, you know what I'm saying? That's when those companies started, when people had MySpace accounts. And I would never care to use those companies, because that, to me, that shit is whack. That shit is cheating, and it'll fuck your account up. So yep. Even back in the day, that shit was never attractive to me. But I know people that used it, you know what I'm saying? So they automatically had 60,000 MySpace friends. You know, people didn't even know that you could do that back then. Mm-hmm. So there was all kinds of tricks and shit back then, you know what I'm saying? All kinds of weird. So it's everything is a facade, bro. Everything is like Fugazi. You know what I mean?
Yep. It's fucked
through
up.
A glass, you're looking through a glass. It's not real, bro.
Yep. But if you know, if you got a lot of followers and your page is still here and never got deleted, that means you're the real deal, you know? It's like your Instagram page. You're just looking at it. You see, you have a very loyal fan base. People are always, you know, commenting on your stuff, sharing. That's when you know it's true. It's real, you know?
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Also, as an artist, you know, you could get shadow banned, you know? Yep. Which happened to me twice, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Also, I got hacked. You know, I got hacked from these African dudes. It's crazy, bro.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
Yeah, I called this guy on my page. I'm like, yo, bro, what the fuck are you doing? I'll decapitate you, bro. And he's in a village, bro. He's wearing like an African dashiki and beads and a headdress in the middle of a small African village, bro, with women with bowls on their heads. I'm like, what? Crazy. I'm like, what the fuck is this, bro? Just give me my page back, bro.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, the whole social media shit is crazy, bro.
Yeah, man.
It's out of control, but...
Fucking yeah. With people's mind, man.
Yeah, but, you know, the problem is it's too far already.
Yep.
For the people that have already been infested, it doesn't, you know, there's no way to fix that. And they make sure there's no way to fix that because, all right, you want to order a fucking pizza... If you want to go look at your PayPal, it's on your phone. Mm-hmm. It's on your computer.
Yep.
Your money is not real anymore.
Yep. It's not, you know. Numbers on the phone.
That's it. That's all it is. So, you know, shit's going on where it's like, you know, you got these drones that are flying around everywhere. If, you know, if people haven't seen, basically UADs are, you know, this is pretty much some serious shit going on.
Yeah,
with these drones flying everywhere. So, different opinions. Somebody said the Chinese drones, because China's been spying on us and they're kind of like trying to find out where we keep our nukes. You know what I'm saying? So, they sent out all these, or they're real. And, you know, people said they came from the ocean. So, if they're being shot out of the ocean, I don't know what to tell you.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Real talk, man. That's why, you know, we keep our head into hip hop, listen to good shit, trying to stay away from that bullshit, bro.
Yeah, listen, because it's you know, you got to be educated, but at the same time, it's like sometimes you got to unplug, you know, yeah. And you got to just be like, yo, I'm not looking at the computer. I'm not going to read all this news bullshit, whether it's true or not. It becomes overkill. It becomes too much. So and everybody's guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. There's times I'm like, this shit is whack. Like, what am I doing? I'm sitting here just watching stuff, like more news. It's like... You know, it could get in the way of being productive sometimes for everybody, not just
you. Right. You're right.
So, you know, it's educational to a degree, but, you know, the fact that they're making us live our lives on the computer, I don't appreciate that, you know? That's not really like when I was younger, I didn't say, oh, cool, this is going to be the rest of your life, you know? You're going to be a slave to a computer. You're a slave to technology. That's not what I signed up for.
You gotta unplug, right? Just like this, the Matrix shit, bro. You gotta unplug sometimes, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, no. This is
the spirit of that, you know?
There's definitely been the Matrix. But yeah, bro, just unplug and just, like, gotta go about your life sometimes. Because things are gonna happen, they're gonna happen anyway. Yep. Sometimes you can't control shit, which is gonna make you feel powerless. It's gonna make you feel like you have no power, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which is normal, because a lot of people are fucked up. A lot of people have mental issues and stuff and crises and, you know, even fans, like my fans, I'll get messages and stuff, you know, just to like, people are fucked up out there, bro. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff going on. People are really fucked up. mentally by what's going on. There's a lot of people are committing suicide. You know, it's like I know three people in the last 3 months, 4 months. You know, so it's a phenomenon.
Yep.
What's happening?
Hopefully, like listening to your stuff, you know, listening to nonfiction, all that, you know, are gonna make them think and educate them, and maybe get more positive about life, man, you know.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's when we made the album back then, we weren't trying to be negative, but it was just like dark cloud over us. Where it's like when we got the record deal and we were doing all this other stuff, we couldn't just pop bottles and do videos with whores and like girls. Like that wasn't really our thing. You know what I'm saying? We felt like this shit is happening right now, and the next 20 years, what's about to happen, that was like affecting us. So we couldn't really make any other kind of record. So when you listen to that record now, to me, it sounds negative because everything is negative now. Everything is fucked up. People are hurting. People are starving. People can't pay their rent. People are homeless. So it adds up one thing after the other. If people can listen to our music, to listen to my music and get something out of it to make them feel better, I hope that works. If it does, that's what I did my job. That's all I could really wish in life, you dig?
Yep, real talk.
Man. The artist of being like, you know, if you can relate, if you can relate to my pain, that's it.
Yep.
That's all you can really do.
And I hope you're going to stay, you know, like inspiring people and drop some more music, man. And, you know, we fuck with you out there overseas, man, you know. So
yeah,
that was a pleasure, man, to have you on the show, man, to talk about that shit, you know.
Yeah, bro, I appreciate it.
Yeah, we both takes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Definitely got some projects coming up.
So
got this joint with Recognize Ali. It's been a minute, but we're going to finally finish it up. You know how it is when you're making records and there's some hard drive issues and there's some technical issues, which kind of took a minute. But we're working on that and we're getting the files back and shit. You know what I mean?
Can't wait to hear that, man.
Yeah. So me and Recognize Ali, it's called Mortuary Drape. That's coming out. I'm working on a solo album myself. And just staying busy. That's the next... Those are the next two things to pop off, you know?
Oh, we'll be here to spin that in the Mixtape Addict show, man, you know.
That's respect, bro. I appreciate that. I appreciate the love, you know?
Yeah, my bro.
Yeah.
Take care, G.
Yo, peace, bro.
Yes, sir.
Peace, everybody out there.
Yeah. Peace from France, my guy.
Respect, bro.